field of astronomy, a few decades earlier, in the 1970s, there were a group of scientists who described how the universe came into existence, for which they got the Nobel Prize. This they called as the Big Bang. And these scientists said that initially, our universe was one primary nebula. Then there was a secondary separation. There was a Big Bang, which gave rise to galaxies, the stars, the planets, the sun, as well as the Earth on which we live. This they called as the Big Bang. This, what the scientists discovered about 40 years back, is mentioned in the Quran 1400 years ago, in Surah Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse number 30, where it says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Do not the unbelievers see أَنَّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتْ رَتْكِنْ فَفْتَقْنَهُمَا That the heavens and the earth were joined together and we clove them asunder. This Big Bang, which the scientists discovered recently, is mentioned in the Quran 1400 years ago.